Delaterre here, Flora Delaterre, plant detective. Drawn by the mystery of medicinal plants and their alarming disappearance, I decided to investigate. I'm in a friend's yard by her gutter spout, nudging a plant with my toe. It always grows back after she mows her lawn. It has a pine cone-esque bulb at the top, studded with tiny purple flowers. It's self-heal. Self-heal grows around the world and can be invasive. But, as the name suggests, it's also medicinal. These flowers and leaves contain chemicals that help heal wounds and stop bleeding. Modern herbalists prescribe self-heal as a broad-acting antiviral and immunostimulant. Lab tests show it is active against the HIV and herpes simplex viruses, so maybe it's a pharmaceutical waiting to happen. Meanwhile, it's also used in China for fever, headache, and dizziness. Uh-oh, my friend's starting up her lawnmower. That's okay. You know how to survive, don't you, little plant? The Plant Detective is a project of Montana Public Radio, Bastyr University, and GenuineScooters.com, a planet-friendly ride. Consult with a health professional before taking medicine or herbal remedies. Folks, medicinal plants are everywhere, and you gotta treat them right, because someday they might be treating you.